And now, here's our top agent interview.
Hi, this is Bill Whitley. I'm the host of the Risk Advisor Mastermind Group, and I'm so excited to have Dania Beard with us today. Now, Dania has seen agency from all sides. She is currently an agent for 8 years, but was in leadership before that. And she was in agency before that and was a life specialist before that. So she's seen all angles, and I'm so excited to have her with us today. By the way, she just opened her second office a few years ago. So Dania, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, Bill, thanks for having me. I am really excited about the time we're about to spend together.
Fantastic. So just so they can get a feel for your agency, tell us a little bit about you and your agency.
Yeah, so my agencies are in Benton, Arkansas and Fordyce, Arkansas. And I have two of the, these agencies are completely opposite when it comes to opportunity. I am in Benton, very fast growing, State Farm can't keep up with the pace of population growth. I mean, we just can't keep up. So much opportunity. And then on the flip side, there's the beautiful community of Fordyce, which is in Dallas County. And that opportunity is just very slow and steady. We've already got a really nice State Farm penetration there. And so running those two offices definitely is a challenge. They're also, they're 65 miles apart. We make it work.
Well, Fanta, yeah. Thanks for sharing that. And I bet that is an interesting challenge to have two totally different offices in two totally different markets. And so it's probably given you a real perspective on how to grow an agency by observing two different markets.
It does. It really does. And it certainly keeps me on my toes. But here's the fun thing about this, Bill, is that that second agency that we added 3 years ago in Fordyce was actually my first agency. Hmm. So I started with State Farm in 2000, celebrating 20 years this December. Really happy about that. Can't believe it. But, you know, I was a lifestyle specialist for 18 months. And then took over the Fordyce agency in December of 2002. And so took over the Fordyce agency. I was there for almost 3 years and then went into leadership with State Farm, moved my family to Little Rock. And then I was a developmental consultant working with new agents their very first year of development, and then moved into the market area after that for another 6 years. And then we had a couple babies and lots of travel and decided that that's just not the kind of life I wanted to live. And so graciously enough, State Farm allowed me to go back into agency in January of 2013. So I started this Benton agency in 2013 and then out of nowhere, right? So the guy that had the Fordyce agency decided to retire. State Farm said, hey, you want to run it temporarily while we figure out the next steps with it? I was like, yes. And then after that, maybe 8 months later, they said, would you like to compete for it to have permanently? And I was like, double yes, right? So I actually started that agency in December of 2018. And the rest is history. So I have people in that book of business that I actually put there, you know, 15 years ago. So it's really, really cool. I'm so overwhelmed with blessings every single day that I get the opportunity to go back to that place and be the agent again. And furthermore, Bill, one of my team members that I had back then is still there and she's retiring next month.
Wow.
So, it's been a really cool experience.
That's great. That must be a real sort of a deja vu type experience to be back there at an agency that you were working in so long ago.
Yes, and the difference between being an agent there at 26 and an agent there at 42.
Right, right.
It's also very different, a very different set of lenses you look through after some time in role.
I bet. Now, I want to dive in and ask you a few things. I know that one of the things that you're really known for is consistency. And you made the great comment. You said, if they put a prize out there, we're going to go qualify for that prize. And you guys consistently perform. So Tell us about that. That's easier said than done. How do you perform consistently?
I asked myself that this morning, actually. It's an ongoing question for me because I feel like I still have to, wake up every day and make sure that everybody's ready to take the field, if you know what I mean.
Right.
I knew a long time ago that I wanted to be one of those agents, and I'm thinking of a few of them in my mind right now. I didn't want to be a flash in the pan. I didn't want to have a sophomore slump. One of the State Farm greats is Johnny Hooks, and he said, I remember him telling me within the first few months of my employment, the measure of a good agent is not in year one or year two. The measure of a good agent is in year seven.
Mm.
And I just, that stuck with me, right? So I never forgot that. And so I knew that I wanted to be consistent. And I also knew that there is absolutely no reason why State Farm hired me when they did. I had a psychology degree. I didn't know the difference between term insurance and permanent insurance. And I really didn't understand the car insurance that I have. But I knew that if they took a chance on me and I ended up enjoying this, which I did, I'm going to spend the rest of my days repaying them for this amazing opportunity. And so if they put something out there, whether it be an ink pen or a watch, or it doesn't even matter what it is, we're going to qualify for it because they gave us this opportunity. And my team, I talk to them about this constantly, and they know, they just know because I am constantly here. I show up every single day, Bill. Every single day I'm here, and every single day I preach the same message, and that is, we love this company, and if it's important to this company, then we're going to do it. So first of all, I would say, just from a pins and plaques standpoint, that's how you can continue to produce consistently. You'll always start with a lot of carryover. You'll always be at a certain point because there's a reason they put those promotions out there. The reason they do that is because they know, mathematically, that it's going to equate to a good year for you, a good solid year. And so we just want to make sure that we have our minimum standards and we want to make sure they're met. But then there's also those stretch goals, those what I call hallelujah goals. And so hallelujah goal for us would be chairman circle. So we were multiple level chairman circle agency prior to taking on the MOA. And just like I was telling my mastermind coach, Tim, just the other day that for the first time after working with him, we're already 8 months into this year, and I feel like we can reach for Chairman Circle again this year. That's a real possibility in the legacy, and the MOA they're already qualified for level one. Level two is our hallelujah goal there, and also Senior Vice President's Club is a real possibility for there as well. And so just keeping that goal in front of us all the time. I mean, I knew you and I were having this conversation this morning, so instead of not having a meeting, I used this app called Marco Polo. And this app called Marco Polo, I just went on and I just gave them, a 7-minute, here's what we've got to do, let's get started kickoff speech to this day, this random Tuesday, right? But we have to show up every single day for our team, for our agencies, and for ourselves to make sure that we're consistent.
Got it.
Because it takes, this stuff is so hard.
I hear you. Hey, another thing you mentioned earlier that I want to touch on, I think it's so important. You talked about you've got a really good team. And then you said, my team is very knowledgeable of how the agency makes money. And I love that in business that's known as open book management, when you really share all the numbers with them. So talk a little bit about that. They're knowledgeable of how the agency makes money and your open book management style. Touch on that a little if you could.
Sure. So another key to consistency is that you maintain a high producing staff, a highly producing team. And for them to be highly producing, they have to understand the why behind all of it. And they have to be in role. We just, I was just mentioning how important time and role has been for me. My personal opinion is that the longer someone stays, with your agency, and the longer you can keep them engaged at a high level, the more successful you're going to be long term. And long game is what this is all about, right? So they understand the scorecard. They understand the points behind the scorecard. While they may not know the individual amount, the actual amount the agencies make, there's a couple of them that may, as far as how that impacts agency income, they understand the metrics and can teach the metrics to new team members. Because understanding that why, just like in anything we do, is the reason why people move off center, and we need them to move off center, right? We need them to give us their 80 to 90% every day, which is what we preach. And the other thing is, the more knowledgeable they are about our metrics, the more knowledgeable they're going to be about our product. And Bill, we educate. So if we do nothing else, we are going to educate our consumers, our clients, because we're not trying to save them money. We're not trying to sell them anything. We're educating them. We are constantly educating them. And so they have to be good educators to do so. And I believe, like I mentioned when I first started answering this question in tenure, I really, really do. I've got two people who are celebrating, oh, I'm sorry, they just at the beginning of this month celebrated 7 years. Mm. I've got two people that are celebrating 6 years in October. I've got one person that's celebrating 11 years total next month, but she's been with me now for almost four. And then the one that stayed with the MOA has been there 33 years. Mm. And then I finally have an agent aspirant that I feel like is really going to be moving on next year. And she's going on 3 years. And so it really is to be consistent, you really have to have time to work on the things that move the needle. And you can't work on the things that move the needle if you're constantly, you've got constant turnover, Bill, you know?
Right. So talk about having that is important,
and it frees me up to do the things that matter.
Yeah, yeah. So that's such an important topic you're talking about is team. And so one of the things you've done really well is retain your team. There's two things I'd love to hear about. One is how you attract and recruit. How do you find, how do you recruit high quality team members? And then secondly, how do you retain them? Give us a little insight into that.
Sure. So again, one of the most important things to me about what we do is really the impact that we have on other people. When it comes to surrounding myself, I get to choose. I'm in a beautiful position where I get to choose the people I spend time with every single day. And the people I spend time with every single day are those people that want to be better, have a place they want to go, not where they are, that they want to be better. And so as I'm thinking about just as a leader, as an agent, one of the greatest blessings is to be in someone's presence when they become aware of their own potential. Mm. And I need that. That fills my tank, right? So it fills my tank. I need to do that. I need to do it all day long. I need to do it every day. So I find that. So I'm looking for that candidate. And we have a really, really strong social media presence, where we bring a lot of personality into the two Facebook pages, and we have one joint Instagram. We bring a lot of personality and heart into those posts. We try to stay very relevant. We try to stay in front of, ahead of all the trends, or we just try to stay relevant, right? So if you see us, you want to be a part of us. You want to hang out with us. You want to go to lunch with us. That's the goal of that whole thing. Also, when it comes to recruiting, when I'm interviewing people, we use all the assessments. We use Can They Sell? We use Career Plug. We use Colby. But when they come in and they sit down, really, I'm looking for someone that just wants to be better and that has a hunger for a yearning in their belly for self-improvement. Mm. Because we talk about self-improvement every day. So really, we just do insurance as a way of getting better as people. And yeah. So when you come to work, yes, we do insurance, but really, we're going to make you into a better version of yourself this time next year. And we at every fall planning meeting, we talk about, okay, where were you last year and where are you this year? And tell me the difference that has taken place in the last 12 months. Mm. And where do you want to go next year? Like, how can we help you achieve your personal goals for yourself? So we're talking weight loss. We're talking just mindset. We talk about confidence. We talk about all those things. And really, so when you come here, it's like, okay, I'm coming to work, but I'm also to serve and serve the people, but I'm also going to show it for myself.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm going to do things that are going to make me better. And so just having that culture and that creating that type of atmosphere, that environment, I think has really helped us when it comes to people, you know, staying. But Bill, I also think it's weeded out a lot of people too. This is not everybody's jam.
Right.
But it's our jam.
And so that,
I hope that helps.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that probably answered my second question. I imagine that because you're helping people really develop themselves, you know, where are you now? Where do you want to go? Let's help you in all areas of your life. I'm sure that's what really helps you with your retention. Is that correct?
It does. But the challenge is you have all of these beautiful people who have set goals for themselves. And now what we've got to do is create new ways for them to be stimulated. They must find, you're talking about filling our tank. I need their tanks to be full too. And so we're constantly reinventing ways for them to have new levels of responsibility, new levels of, and also to be prepared when that doesn't work out the way that you want it to. Right. And have those challenging conversations as well. But we're looking for new and different ways to give them new levels of responsibility within our organization. And I also think, because I'm bringing it up now, I just brought it up and I didn't even mean to, that accountability piece. The reason why we hold each other accountable is because we love each other. So if I were to come to you as an employee, I would say, you know, the reason why, Bill, that I need to talk to you about this, the reason why you need to get to work on time, the reason why you're not hitting your targets is because I truly do care for you. And I care about you hitting the goals that you've put forth, that you told me you wanted to hit, because your activity level doesn't align with that. And so I care for you. Now let's talk about it. And I think it's a completely different place to come from when it comes to accountability.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. And, you know, the exact opposite is true. If you don't care about something, or someone, you don't really even care what they're doing. So the fact that you are checking in and monitoring and measuring and holding accountable is really, I totally agree with you. It's a way to demonstrate how much you care and you care about their success. So way to go. Talk about one of the last things I wanted to ask about. I know that Tim Harrington is your coach. He's such a great coach for us. Talk just a little bit about your relationship with Tim and what he's brought to the agency and how you're working with him and what you've learned from him and that sort of thing.
Tim is a very important person in my life. We've really become really good friends. What I do for my team and the accountability that I require in the office, he does for me. And so I need for him to help me. There's some things that he helps me with, a healthy degree of separation. Like, we talk about love and we talk about development, but also make sure everyone understands that I love, you know, we're here to make money. We're here to grow our business. The more we grow our business, the more I can help you grow your income. And he helps me with expectations and daily metrics. And, you know what he's really helped me with is, he was just hiring smart people. I don't tell them what to do. I want them to be an active participant in their own success. And for so long, I owned a lot of their development, like in my soul. And he's helped me to recognize that, no, for them to actually, true growth comes from being an active participant in their success. I know you've heard him say that a lot.
But absolutely.
Like, I can hear his voice, and he's helped me to not be, I have a tendency to go passive. He's helped me kind of drawing a line between humble and passive. And he's also really helping me develop some leaders internally, which I don't know would have happened as quickly had I not been working with him.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much. I appreciate the plug, and I kind of prompted you to put in that plug, but Tim is so wonderful, and I just wanted everybody to know how he's helping you. So I want to thank you for this interview, and it's been so helpful. There's just two last quick little questions I always like to ask. And the first one is, if another agent wanted to have the kind of success you're having, you know, to qualify for Chairman Circle and have a second location and a great team and retention and that sort of thing, is there any particular advice you would give another agent that wants to be more successful?
You know, I would say that you have to be consistent. So I'm just finishing up with 6 weeks on this new nutrition plan. And I have, you know, there's one thing to eat healthy for 3 days or eat healthy for a week or eat healthy for 2 weeks and then give up and do something else. But what I've learned as I've grown in this business is that it really is the small steps that turn into the big things. And so really just having organizing your office and just coming up with a development plan for yourself as an agent and a development plan for your agency and decide what you want. And then it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it. And you're going to have to figure out what it's going to take. And you're going to have to show up every single day and consistently do it. Even when you're not motivated, you have to be committed, because there are days that I am not motivated, but I have to be committed. And so it's that level of commitment that it's going to take. And then I need to also mention something before we get off about that, is that everybody does it differently. And I have to mention that when I started back in this, you know, seven, almost 8 years ago, the people that were, you know, State Farm was walking across the stage were not people like me. And I was having a hard time identifying with that level of success, doing it a way that didn't feel natural and comfortable to me. And so activity breeds confidence, and it takes time, and be patient, but just stay true to who you are as a leader. You were hired for a reason, right? State Farm didn't make bad hires. You were someone's number one draft pick. So be true to who you are, do it your way, but give it time to work.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Hey, and thank you so much. Now, my last question is there anything that I did not ask you that you'd like to share with our mastermind members?
Let me think about that. Other than, I mean, I kind of feel like I've already talked about it a little, but just when I talked about what fills my tank. Until I had role clarity and until I had confidence in the people that were doing the things in those roles, I couldn't step back and really, really be that CEO and really do the things that fill my tank. So the reason that I get up every morning is because I know that the majority of my day will be spent doing things that make me happy, that make me feel like I'm doing something and living in my purpose. If you're not living in your purpose, if you don't have a full staff, you don't have people to take care of those things that don't necessarily, you know, make you feel as if you're living in your purpose, you're going to be miserable. And if you're listening to this right now and you are miserable, consider doing it differently. Consider hiring people to do the things that you don't like doing. You know that I don't pay bills anymore? Mm-hmm. I don't write checks. I'm not someone that helps me with that, because that sucks the life out of me. There are other things that I don't do anymore that I just refuse to do because they don't bring me joy. And so that's how I would end this, is just that, you know, consider investing, not in convenience, as Tim would say. Tim's constantly like, don't hire this person or do hire this person, but make sure that you're not hiring just as a convenience. You need them to do something that's going to move your bottom line. Not hiring someone as a convenience, but think of who you could be and think about the potential that you could live in if you were actually showing up for work every day and loving it.
Yeah.
I truly love it.
Yeah. Oh, Dania, it's such a breath of fresh air to hear you talk, and your passion and the fact that you are operating in your gift, it just comes through loud and clear. So I want to thank you so much for this interview, and I really appreciate you, and I look forward to talking again soon.
Oh, me too. Thank you so much for this opportunity and for introducing me to Tim.
All right. Hey, you're very welcome, and we'll talk soon. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you.